huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob here. And in this short piece of content, I'm going to share with you the 6 stages of a wildly successful launch. I'm also going to share with you something I've never done before. It's a partnership collaboration with Facebook themselves, so it's quite exciting. The 6 stages of a wildly successful launch have to be done in the right order. Stages 1 and 2 are vital and most people miss those. Stage 6 is optional, I guess, and I'm going to share them with you now. Now, I say this with humility, facts are facts, but I have sold products and services to the tune of tens of millions of pounds with this 6-stage product launch system that I've developed. Now, don't get me wrong, when I started, I only really knew 1 stage. And don't get me wrong, I've not exactly designed it out of the ether with no influence from others. You know, I've modeled the traits of the greats and learned from, you know, maybe Apple or Jeff Walker or, you know, brand new supercar launches of books, documentaries, films. But I've managed to refine it down to work really well for entrepreneurs, for new or existing products, for services, for consultancy training, mentorship, masterminds, courses, information, podcasts, books, etc. And before I do share these 6 stages with you, I'm actually doing a live event with Facebook. So Facebook have selected me to be one of the first people in the world. I might actually be the first person in the world, which would be quite cool, to do a live stream event via Facebook. And I'm going to do that on how to launch your best-selling book. So you may have seen maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I shared on my podcast and on my page that I'm doing a how to write your best-selling book live event with Facebook. This is brand new. You'd have never have heard of these before. These are courses delivered through Facebook Live. And the link for that is tiny.cc/write-your-book. I think it's less than £20 for a full deep dive 3-hour course with me on how to write your book. And I've written 15 books. My 16th comes out in January. My 17th is almost done and I'm writing my 18th and 19th as we speak. So I can help you with that. But this content and then the part 2 to that Facebook Live event is all about launching your book, your product, your service, your podcast, your mentoring, masterminding, consultancy, new or existing, startup or scale up. And the link for this will be tiny.cc/launch-your-book. See what I did there? tiny.cc/launch-your-book. So the 6 stages of a wildly successful launch, which I will go into detail for 3 hours on this Facebook Live event, is stage 1, the pre-launch. Stage 2, the pre-launch. Peter has just said it's a bit windy out there today. Yes, you may have noticed my part 1, take 1 live where my phone blew over. Yes, it's not so windy in the car other than my mouth. All right, so stage 1, pre-launch. Stage 2, pre-launch. Stage 3, open. Stage 4, close. Stage 5, waiting list. Stage 6, reopen. I can see quite a few people are jumping in on this training, tiny.cc/launch-your-book. When I say book, I will, of course, cover any product or service, but it will be around the book because it's a part two to the part one, which is tiny.cc/writeyourbook. So a lot of people say to me, oh, Rob, should I just keep my website, my products, my services open? Anyone can buy anything anytime. Or should I have a closing window? Well, the problem with keeping it open is anyone knows they can get it anytime. And therefore, there is no rush. Do you remember in the lockdown when everyone went wild for toilet roll because they believed they wouldn't be able to get it? So scarcity or fear of missing out creates urgency. Scarcity creates urgency. So if your shop is always open, people can always buy your product and service, there is no urgency to get it. So what I've found is if you have a short opening, 24, 48, 72 hours, sometimes we've done a week launch if it's a higher ticket item. What we found is we would sell double or triple in the same time frame, i.e. let's say we opened once a month for 2 days and then closed. Well, we would actually sell more even if we just stayed open for months. That I've done testing on this, by the way, because I always had this fear, well, if I close, people will miss out. They won't be able to buy, I'll lose sales. But what happens is you get way more sales because people fear they're going to miss out. And that's why you have stage five, the waiting list. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. So in the early days of launching, I just used to go, hi, I'm Rob and I've written a book and you need to buy it. And then if you didn't buy it, I'd send you another message saying, why didn't you buy my book? Buy it now. And then if you didn't buy it, I'd send you another message saying, you haven't bought my book yet. Go buy my fucking book. And it would just be open, 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 open. There would be no pre-launch, no pre-pre-launch. Over time, I realized that that was attritional. Yes, I might sell. I might get my books high up in the charts. But what would happen is, let's say I sent three messages to buy my book. Well, I'd sell a lot on the first message, less on the second message, and not that many on the third message. But I'd also have people unfollow me on the second and third message because they would be frustrated with my persistence. Now, that's okay, by the way. That's normal. So don't get too het up about that. But there comes a point when there's too much attrition. So what the pre-pre-launch does is it simply sows the seed and it gets in your mind. So I just said to you, I have finished my 17th book. That's actually launched in January. And I've nearly finished writing my 18th book. So I'm not telling you what they're called. I'm not launching them. But in your mind, you know I'm writing more books. So at least it's there in the back somewhere. That would be the pre-pre-launch. I might even ask you for ideas for the title or for the design or even ideas for my next book because I'm going to start my 20th and I'd like your help with ideas. That's the pre-pre-launch stage. The pre-launch stage is where you're actually building up to the launch. So you start from awareness, intrigue or intrigue awareness, depending on how you do them, to desire to hunger. So awareness, intrigue, desire, hunger, or intrigue, awareness, desire, hunger. And you must have the hunger before you open. Then when you open, hopefully the floodgates open, you open with a very limited window of opportunity. You give them clear instructions on what to do when you open. So that's the logistics, the details, the bonus, the time limit, etc. But that all has to be done in the pre-launch. Otherwise, it's a bit too much. if I said to you, hey, I've just finished my 19th book, Residual Income, and you need to buy it on this date, at this time, on this link, and you get this bonus, and there's this discount, it's all a bit overwhelming. Whereas if I told you all of that through the pre-launch, you already know that, and all you need to do is go click the link or go buy the thing from the place you buy the thing at when it is live. The less people have to think about, and the more they feel and the less they think on the opening of your launch, you know, so when I say feel, I mean fear of missing out, desire, hunger, competition, all of that, the more you're going to sell. The shut is linked to the open because without the shut, you don't get the mass influx in the open or not as much. And then when you shut, you build the waiting list. So all those that missed out. Now, I used to let a few people in when they missed out because I'm soft. I just am. But in reality, that then made people not believe my closes next launch. So I actually shot myself in the foot, even though I was trying to be kind. So you must shut and you must tell everyone you're shut, and everyone that didn't get in, you mustn't let them in. But that's why you do a reopen, which is stage 6. And you can choose your reopen whenever you want, depending on the size of your waiting list. So what I am going to do for you is spend 3 hours teaching you my 6-stage system for launching any product or service. All right, maybe you can't launch a rocket to outer space with my 6-stage system, but most products, services, mentoring, masterminding, courses, you know, new or existing businesses, podcasts, books will work. And it's a collaboration with Facebook. I'm very proud to say, I'm humbled that Facebook have selected me to be one of the first people in the world to do a Facebook Live event. And I, by the way, I charge 1,500 quid, 2 grand for courses. I'm actually writing a brand new book writing course with my book editor. And that will be 1,500 quid plus, and we'll probably launch that back end of this year, start of next year. But Facebook won't let me charge 1,500. They won't even let me charge 500. They won't even let me charge 100. So this is just under 20 quid. Can you believe that? For 3 hours of deep dive content on how to launch your product or service and following my 6-stage system in depth, in detail. If you've got a few tips from this video and podcast, imagine how many you'll get in 3 hours from me. So the link is tiny.cc/launch-your-book. It says launch your book, but it is any other product or service. The reason I called the URL tiny.cc/launch-your-book is because part one is on the 16th of July, by the way. And that is tiny.cc/write-your-book. And if you would like to write your book, if you would like to, you know, build a personal brand, probably the best thing to build your brand is a book. Let's be honest. People find that really credible. If you've got a book in you, but you haven't got it out of you, if you want to create multiple streams of income, if you want to know how to write a really good book and you want to know how to write a book that the concept sells, because lots of people write books, but the concept doesn't sell. And I don't mean sales, I just mean sell. So the link to that is tiny.cc/write-your-book. So 16th of July, 7 to 10 p.m., tiny.cc/write-your-book. 22nd of July, 7 to 10 p.m. is tiny.cc/launch-your-book, all hosted on Facebook, brand new, world exclusive first. I won't do it again because then I'll launch my book and product launch courses later in the year. You'll see me launch them, grand, then 1,500, then 2 grand, and you'll be really pleased that you jumped in on this and got this absolute bargain. Why would I do it? For basically, 99% of what I would normally charge? Purely because I've pulled my pants down for Facebook. We all know that. I do the supporter program, the stars program. Facebook say jump, I say how high, and I'll do it with my trousers around my ankles. But actually, I've got 4 account managers now for my supporters, for my stars, for this live, these new paid-for live events. And I'm really building a great relationship with Facebook. And I think that's really exciting for the growth of my personal brand. And of course, all of you follow me on my Facebook Live videos and my podcast. That's exciting for you too, because anything I learn from them, I am sharing with my supporters and with my community. I can see a lot of people who are joining on the live or saying it's great value. So thank you. I really appreciate that. I love you all. You're awesome. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.